Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 10 to the 16th, 2012. At least 28 Palestinians, among them children, were killed this week by Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, Egypt sends its prime minister to the coastal region to mediate a truce. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, 5 civilians were injured, 1 critically, 5 others arrested, as Israeli troops attacked on Friday anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
Protests were organized on Friday at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kufur Qaddoum in the north. This week, people marched in solidarity with the Gaza Strip that are being bombarded heavily by the Israeli military. One local youth was critically injured, many treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-war protest at the village of Kufur Qaddoum. Villagers and their supporters were attacked by Israeli soldiers before leaving the village. 3 Palestinian civilians were injured, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, when troops attacked the weekly anti-war and settlement protest in the village of Nabi Saleh. Residents, along with their international supporters, reached the entrance of the village when they were attacked by troops stationed there that fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. When residents tried to evacuate the homes, soldiers attacked them and arrested 2 men and 3 internationals, assisting the families to run away from tear gas. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin, villagers and their international supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands owned by local farmers. Soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. One local youth sustained moderate wounds in Bil'in. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at both villages. Moreover, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when soldiers attacked the weekly anti-war protest at the village of Al-Ma'sara near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. This week's protest ended with clashes between local youth and the invading troops. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
While Israeli attacks escalate against Gaza, Egypt sends its prime minister to the coastal region to mediate a truce and deliver medical supplies. In the meantime, the U.S. blames Hamas for the escalation and asks countries that have influence on Palestinian groups to use it to stop their rocket fire. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
At least 28 Palestinians were killed and about 300 others injured in the ongoing Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. Egyptian Prime Minister Hisham Kandil visited the Gaza Strip on Friday, a visit set to show solidarity with the Palestinian people after 2 days of relentless attacks by Israeli warplanes targeting the coastal region. Kandil met with Ismail Haniyeh, Hamas Prime Minister in Gaza. The two leaders visited local hospitals and met with a number of Palestinians wounded in the latest Israeli assault. Kandil told reporters that this visit indicates the strong ties between the Palestinians and the Egyptian people and government. Hamas welcomed the Egyptian visit and asked Arab countries to intervene to stop the escalated attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. Ahead of Kandil's visit to Gaza, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi warned Israel against attacking official Egyptian delegates, adding that the delegates will carry medical supplies to the coastal region. While the Egyptian delegates were visiting Gaza, Israeli warplanes bombarded the coastal enclave, although Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that he will halt the strikes against Gaza during the visit of the Egyptian officials. The Egyptian government announced that Israel have promised a 3-hour truce during the delegation visit. Germany and the U.S. called on Egypt and Turkey to use its influence on Hamas and Palestinian groups to halt its attacks from Gaza, adding that Israel had the right to protect itself. Chief Palestinian negotiator Dr. Saab Erekat said that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas' efforts are focused on de-escalating the violence and save lives in Gaza. On the issue of Palestinian efforts to obtain an observer seat in the UN, Erekat said that the Palestinian Authority will not succumb to pressure to halt its efforts at the UN trying to grant a non-member state for the UN General Assembly. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
At least 28 Palestinians, among them children, were killed this week by Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military have conducted at least 200 airstrikes in the coastal region. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli troops attacked protests organized in solidarity with Gaza, injuring at least 3 civilians and arresting 5 others. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports from Gaza.
At least 28 Palestinians, among them children, were killed this week by Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military have conducted at least 200 airstrikes in the coastal region. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza reported that 5 residents were killed on a Friday by ongoing Israeli aerial and ground bombardment, which targeted residential areas, government buildings, as well as farmlands all over the Strip. Among those killed on a Friday was a 3-year-old Mohammed Sa'dallah. The boy was killed when Israeli fighter jets targeted his family home in Jebel refugee camp in northern Gaza Strip. On Thursday, 7 Palestinians were killed in Gaza. An old man and a 2-year-old child died on Thursday midday after succumbing to wounds they sustained on Wednesday. Meanwhile, other 2 residents were killed when unmanned drones fired a missile at a group of residents near a Gaza station in Beit Lahia town, northern Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, 8 residents were killed by the Israeli shelling, among them Ahmed al-Masharawi, 11-month-old, Ranan Arafat, 7-year-old. The Israeli escalation started on Wednesday midday when the Israeli fighter jets assassinated Ahmed al-Jabari, 52, a leader of Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas in Gaza. On Saturday and Sunday, Israeli air raids left 8 Palestinians killed, among them 2 children. Moreover, at least 300 civilians were injured by Israeli attacks this week. Among those injured, 30 in critical conditions, 26 children and 18 women, doctors in Gaza reported. From its part, Palestinian resistance groups fired rockets and homemade shields at Israeli targets near the Gaza Strip and reaching as far as Tel Aviv and settlements around Jerusalem. Israeli sources said that 4 Israelis were killed by the Palestinian fire and the 3 soldiers were injured. Elsewhere in the West Bank this week, protests were organized in solidarity with Gaza and against the Israeli attacks targeting the coastal region. Protests were organized in the cities of Jerusalem, Ramallah, Nablus, Hebron, and Beit Lahem. At least 5 teenagers were wounded when Israeli troops attacked the protests near Beit Lahem City, Ramallah, and Jerusalem. In addition, 5 residents were arrested during a protest in the old city of Jerusalem on Friday. For IMEMC News, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 10th to the 16th, 2012, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassiz and me, George Rishmawi.